Witness of censorship. Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
61 days till the election, Jesse Lee Peterson. 61 days. And things are getting absolutely insane with 2 months to go. So before I get into my topical questions for you, I just want to get your general thoughts. With 2 months to go, where do you think we're at in terms of the 2024 presidential election? Jesse Lee Peterson.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. It's amazing. I'm very concerned. I know that the Democratic Party is desperate, and at this point they would do anything to, quote-unquote, maintain power and control over the people, because that's what it's all about, controlling the people. It's not that they care. And my concern is that between now and November, and we haven't seen anything yet, it will get worse before it get better. My concern is for Donald Trump. I'm concerned that hopefully nothing seriously happens to him, because it is apparent, or it seemed to be, that they want this guy out by any means necessary. And so I just don't know what's going to happen next with that. But I am concerned that the people, not all, but the voters will fall for this feel-good feeling that the Democrats' party is putting on now, because they have nothing to say, hey, here's what we have done. This is good. We're just going to do more to make America great again. So they're desperately trying to make Americans feel good, and they're trying to divide, because they know that if they can divide us, if they can divide us based on race and all this other mess, they can win. So I'm concerned. I'm very concerned. I have a wait and see. I still believe and hope that Donald Trump will win, but you just don't know at this point. I have a wait and see. They know how to steal, and I just don't know if they would enhance that in some kind of way. I heard a report yesterday, I believe, on Fox, that they're trying to blame Russia again. They're saying that Russia's getting involved. And so when people are angry, angry people are very desperate, and desperate people would do whatever they can to get what they want. And if it means destroying you, they don't care, because they want what they want. And the Democratic Party, the liberal media, they are desperate at this point, and they might do anything.
Well, they definitely would do anything for power. And I think Kamala Harris, I think some of the direct threats that we have with a Kamala Harris presidency, I think she will shut down X. I would fully expect that. Political persecutions likely to continue. Yeah. But these people don't value the founding of the country and the founding documents. Racists and slave owners, so we should just, you know, them. This is a headline from the New York Times, very concerning. The Constitution is sacred, but is it also dangerous? Now, what's crazy about this, Jesse, is in the story itself, they basically are saying exactly what you would expect, but they're saying that Trump is the threat to the Constitution. So, okay, the Constitution is dangerous, but it's Trump that's the threat to the Constitution. You know, try to make sense of their logic, and you'll drive yourself crazy. You'll end up being a liberal, as crazy as them are. But wait a second. They're the ones that have actively engaged in censorship, with the Biden-Harris administration wanting censorship. They're the ones calling for the end of the Second Amendment as we know it. So the truth is, they view the Constitution as dangerous because it gives us rights, not from the government, but from God. So they're the ones that view the Constitution as dangerous. But then they also say, oh, Trump's a threat to the Constitution, when they campaign against the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Yeah.
Everything they have said and they are saying about Donald Trump is exactly what they have been doing and what they continue to do. They don't want the Constitution. They don't want it around. They have proven that already. And it's, as you said, it's not Donald Trump that is not trying to uphold the Constitution. It's them. And they don't want it around. Likewise, they're even talking about stacking the Supreme Court. They would do whatever it takes, man, to keep hold and control the people. They are not in support of the Constitution. They are not in support of shutting down the borders. They are not in support of the Second Amendment. They're not in support of anything that make America great. What has made us great, and if we continue with the Constitution doing what we should do, America would be even better. They don't want that. And they have proved that time and time and time again. And I was thinking about Kamala Harris, and that I was thinking that there is not one reason to vote for Kamala Harris. Not one. I couldn't even think of one reason.
Well, wait a second. She's a black woman. She's a black woman, Jesse.
She's black and female, they say, and that's the reason to vote for her. But what is really, really making them nervous, like no other time that I'm aware of, is that there are black Americans, especially black men, but some black women as well, who are not in support of Kamala Harris at all. They see no reason why to vote for her. They do not see her as being black. And so all of a sudden, and they are afraid right now. Believe me, they're afraid. I was in the black community last weekend, and I was stunned at some of the black people that I know, and some of the friends and other people who said, no, they're not voting for her. Why should I vote for Kamala Harris, they say. And so they're very, very nervous about that. And that's why all of a sudden she's black. And when she go into the black community or the southern area, she sounds like a southern woman, because they know that the black people are not in support of Kamala Harris. They're still angry at her for locking up so many black people when she was DA or whatever she was up there in San Francisco. They have not forgotten that. And they know that she's pretending to be black right now because she wants their vote, not because she cares about them at all. And I think that has them more afraid than anything else, because if they lose the black votes, it's not going to happen. They're not going to win.
That's why they're importing all the non-citizens and trying to get them voting as soon as possible, because they know that if they do lose the black American votes, then they're cooked. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. And it's ironic enough that
they're mad about that, too. They're mad. Let me just throw this in. They're mad about that. The blacks are mad about that, about the Democratic Party has put the illegal aliens ahead of the black people, the black citizens in Chicago. I have family members in Chicago, and they are ticked because they have pushed blacks aside, and they're giving illegal aliens free houses, free money, free food, free everything. And the black have complained about that to city council, to the mayor, and no one cares. They have not changed it at all. And the blacks are ticked about that. They see for themselves that they have been displaced with the illegal alien vote over them. And they see it. This is because they're not waiting on the liberal media to tell them that this is happening. They feel the pain for themselves. They see what's going on in the black community. They see the lack of love from the Democratic Party, and they are not happy.
Yeah, they're like the used toy now that the Democrats are sick of. So they're tossing it aside for the illegal alien vote. But it's ironic because I think Kamala Harris will probably do more damage to the Democrats when it comes to black Americans voting than any other candidate has. And it's funny because they're trying to, you know, posture her as the black candidate, and it's not working. I mean, it's been a total failure.
Yeah. They are the Democrats are between a rock and a hard place right now, hard place. They really don't want Kamala Harris at all. They know that she doesn't have a chance. But what are they to do? November is coming really soon now. What are they to do at this time, right? And so it's been said, I haven't seen the proof myself, that Barack Obama and his folks are behind the scene running this whole thing. And they are desperate to try to keep this woman from doing media. They're trying to keep her out of the way so that the people don't be reminded or won't be reminded that she's an empty shell. She really doesn't know what she's doing. She had no idea of what's going on. So they're trying desperately to keep her sheltered away from the people so they don't see or be reminded what she's all about.
Well, the proof is already there. I mean, she doesn't do interviews. Yeah. She doesn't talk to the press. They're basically hiding her for obvious reasons, and that clearly that's an agenda to keep her away from people. But you know, Jesse, I've been saying this too. I don't even think she knows who she is anymore. I think that I'm serious. I think that this woman has been faking her way. She's been faking it to make it for 30 years that she just really doesn't even know who she is. She doesn't know how she talks. She doesn't know what her natural body language is. She doesn't even know what she believes. And so she's finally reached this point. She's running for president. She's faked it all the way to this point. And now it's like, okay, got to get real. And it's like, crap, who am I? I don't even know who I am. And so this is why she comes on here and she talks differently in Detroit or in Atlanta or in Pittsburgh. It's like she doesn't even know who she is.
Absolutely. Amazing. Another thing that I found out that I wasn't aware of, the blacks are being told Kamala Harris is black. She's working hard on her career. She's finally getting ahead in America. And as black people, you owe it to her to help her further her career, because for the blacks in America, it's hard, right? And they're trying to convince the black people that this is this woman's career, and somehow or another, they owe it to her to help her make it. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard, but they're even trying that on the black communities. Somehow or another, they owe it to her because she's black.
Well, yeah, that's the Joe Biden. If you don't vote Democrat, you're not black.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So what are you, Jesse? You're not black.
No, not black enough for them. That's what you expect of being a conservative and a Republican and a support of the Great White Hope. But, you know, I just still don't believe that she has a chance. I just don't believe it. I don't believe the polls because they have lied before about, oh, Donald Trump is behind. Donald Trump is going to lose. The polls lie, so I don't believe the polls. And so I'm encouraging the people to not be disappointed. Have a wait and see. Don't be afraid. Get out there and vote. Tell the people about Donald Trump. And just have a wait and see. And don't believe anything that the media is telling them at this point, but to wait and see. Don't be angry, because they want us to be angry. They want the conservatives, they want the supporters of Donald Trump to be angry, because when you're angry, you tend to overreact to situations in life. And if they overreact to anything, they're going to lock them down and throw away the key, and you'll never see them again. So I'm encouraging Donald Trump supporters, the conservatives, to not be angry. Whatever the outcome is, do not be angry, because that's what they want.
Well, I'll address that in a second. But, you know, what's so strange about this election cycle is, yeah, Harris is the empty suit that they're putting in front of us. But we're not going up against Harris. It's like we're going up against a ghost or like a shadow or something. You know, we're going up against this machine. We're going up against voter fraud. And so that's really what we're up against here. And so that's the fight. But it's like, well, how do you fight a ghost? How do you fight this shadow government that's doing everything they can to install Harris? But, you know, you bring up this angry thing. I don't know how concerned I am about this, but I do think it's something to talk about. And maybe there's a reason to be concerned. If they do decide to arrest and imprison Donald Trump on September 18th, his sentencing date, if they do end up going forward with that and they arrest and imprison Trump, you know, they could be setting up another January 6th style thing where they try to get people upset and you know, maybe rioting or whatever. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know what the approach to this is, because people have a right to be upset, obviously. But like you said, you can't get angry and you can't put yourself in a situation to make things worse. So, I mean, how do you prepare yourself with your talk show and your audience for a situation, let's say in 2 weeks, they do decide to throw Trump in prison?
I can promise you, man, there is never, ever, 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 but never, no matter what situations come in life, there's never, ever a reason to be angry. Never, because anger is evil. And when you're angry, it causes you to overreact, and you cannot see what you're doing, and you end up putting yourself in a terrible situation, and that's where your enemy wants you. So I highly recommend to people that they overcome the anger. Anger is not of God. He does not give us a spirit of fear. I mean, of anger. Anger is purely of evil. And that's why I'm really encouraging people to drop the anger. And in life, you should always, always have a wait and see attitude about all things. And so when you have a wait and see, when it's time to take action, you will see clearly what to do. And I promise you, you would never fail. It's impossible to fail when you live in the presence of God, of right now, not thinking about the past or the future, but be right now. And when you're right now, he's with you, and he will give you the understanding and the knowledge and the insight of how to deal with it, all things at the time when you need to. So drop the anger and wait and see. And let's say that Donald Trump, they should try to put him in jail. I doubt that will happen, but I don't know at this time. Anything is possible. Don't worry about it. Have a wait and see. And if that should happen, I promise you, we will have the right action, because we will not overreact out of anger. We will see in the right moment, in the presence of God, in the presence of good, you will see what to do. But you got to drop the anger. There's never a reason to be angry. That's why when salvation is about the heart, it's not about the vices, it's about the heart. When the heart overcome anger, which is the nature of the devil, of evil, God changes your heart from good, from evil to good, and then he gives you the power to deal with the issues of life on earth, because our battle is a spiritual battle. We are dealing with evil inside of our mind and emotions and inside of other people. And if you can't see what you're dealing with, you're never going to deal with evil in the right way. So you got to drop the anger. Before you enter into the kingdom of heaven within, you must forgive. There's never a reason to be angry. You got to drop the anger, man.
Well, anger, I mean, Democrats thrive off of anger. It's what drives their people to the polls. But, you know, you mentioned the Department of Justice. They're bringing up the Russian conspiracy hoax again. And, yeah. You know, I don't know how much anger versus division, but it is driving a wedge. It's driving a wedge, and people actually believe this stuff. And when you, I mean, I don't know how anybody trusts the DOJ at this point or the FBI at this point. And it's like, oh, yeah, with 2 months left of the election, we're going to tell you that the Russian conspiracy hoax is back, and they're interfering and meddling and influencing, and it's dividing people. It's dividing people.
And the reason that it is dividing, because when you're angry, you cannot see. That's why the Democrats and the media and others, they know how to control the people by keeping them angry, keeping them in fear, keeping them worried. Because when you're angry, you'll fall for anything. You're afraid. But when you don't have, and the Democrats are good at this, man, how they keep us fighting amongst ourselves. They keep us worried about this and worried about that. They keep you angry. And so the reason that they're able to control and get people to vote for them, they keep them in fear. But if you drop the anger, you will overcome fear, and you cannot be used by anyone, and you cannot be controlled, because you're in charge of your own life. No one else is. And the Democrats know that. They use anger and they use fear to control the people. You got to drop the anger if you want to survive in this earth in the right way. The kingdom of heaven is inside of us, and it will work through us, but you got to drop the anger. And the Democrats know how to make us mad, those who have anger. We got to drop the anger and fear. Anyone that has anger, and I know I'm saying the long thing, I'll make it short. Anyone that has anger has fear. And so if you want to overcome fear, overcome anger. If you want to overcome anger, overcome fear, and you will have perfect peace, and you will live a life of perfect peace no matter what's going on around you. We can have peace right now and not be controlled by anyone or anything. But you got to drop the anger, otherwise you're lost.
It's the Black Yoda. It's the Black Yoda, Jesse Lee Peterson. He's speaking to us now, calming us. And you know, it is the fear and the anger, because you look at the abortion issue where they try to make women mad, saying, oh, Republicans want to take away your reproductive rights. I mean, talk about a misnomer. And then they put them in fear, like, oh, if I get pregnant, I can't get an abortion. And Kamala Harris is never going to make abortion legal. She's never going to do that. The Democrats need abortion every 2 years as the top issue to drive the fear and to drive the anger, to drive people to the polls. So they know that. They're not going to make abortion legal. They need abortion. It's their issue that gets people to vote for them.
Absolutely, Matt. 100%. And if you listen closely, listen to how they speak about Donald Trump. They say all these horrible things about him. They're not even true. They're talking about themselves, to be honest.
Yes.
They're talking about how they are, but they say it about Donald Trump. And then when they say it, you have angry people who could not see who they're started to speak the same thing about Donald Trump. I'm like, you're not paying attention. They're talking about themselves. They're not talking about Donald Trump. But that's what happens when you can't see what's going on, and we have the anger. And you're right. They put they make the women afraid with this whole abortion issue. And when those women are afraid, they're going to vote for the Democratic Party. You got to overcome the anger. You've been brainwashed and controlled with the anger, and the Democrats are doing that right now. Look, one quick thing. Look at what happened to our country right now with all the illegal aliens coming in. Up in Denver in Colorado, the illegal criminals are taking over there, and they are causing the American citizens to have to move out of their own apartment buildings, out of their own apartment, and these people are taking over, and the American citizens are on the run because of fear. Who do you think set that up? Our government did that. Our government kept the borders wide open. They invited everybody to come on down from wherever you are. It doesn't matter. Come on in. And now the American citizens are living in fear. And the Democratic Party are doing nothing about it. No police around. No, they tell you that even with your Second Amendment, if you try to protect yourself in your home, you're going to jail. Not the criminal, but you're going. They are keeping us in fear. And they are setting up our own government. It's against us. This government is against us and not for us. We need to wake up, man, and see it's a spiritual battle. And
that's Jesse Lee Peterson. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen.